The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Jen's all pretty and got her hair all done, and she always does, but it's a real effort for me.
That's not true, but we are here. We're podcasting. You're listening to the I Mom So Hard podcast.
That's right.
You look beautiful, number one. She's being hard on herself today. It's literally, like I said, we're not allowed to talk about what we don't like about ourselves. We got to track each other, make sure it doesn't happen, and it's just hard. It's like kicking smoking. It's kicking heroin. It's kicking fentanyl.
That's dark.
That's dark. I'm sorry.
Hey, if you just stumbled upon us, this is the hashtag I Mom So Hard podcast. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. We're also all over social media, and might I brag, we are now on TikTok.
We're so totally on TikTok. Why don't you follow us and be one of the like decent people that doesn't like call out our age?
Yeah, and also, we're doing some C-minus work on TikTok, and if that doesn't encourage you to follow us, that's a reason enough alone, that we're doing a pretty
but it's a C-minus and a C of C's, though. There's a couple, A-plus like, dancers on TikTok. Let's get into that part later.
Yeah, we'll get into that later, but
Rate, review, follow our
subscribe.
Podcast. Subscribe. It helps us, and then also follow us on all this stuff. That hand that just came in here,
if you're listening, is Casey.
I don't know why I think I need to have the microphone in my nose in order for you to hear it, but that's what happens, and that's not
how
technology works.
Do I sound too close now? People use these terms when we podcast, and everybody goes,
"We're popping."
Hey, Kristen, you're popping, and I go, "Oh, okay." And then I'm like, I have zero idea what that means. I don't know. Okay,
I'll tell you what I'm not doing is popping and locking, because I do that on TikTok and I don't know how to do it, and I want to learn.
I don't think everything is what it seems on the internet. I hate to tell you. I don't think everything. There's a lot of editing involved. Here's what I'll say. One thing I like about us is you can just let the camera roll and we won't edit. And I think we kind of show up.
We might do that pinch in thing. To make my chin look.
Oh, stop. You said we weren't going to do that, man.
Oh, I know.
We're having a hard time.
God, it's so
we're
hard,
having a hard time because we're like, I don't know if you've ever just had these days where you're like, man, I don't like my reflection at all.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's because of an over exacerbated amount of time with my children, but that's a mirror
you can
to
only
yourself.
Furrow your brow so much before it starts to leave a real, like,
I'm like, you guys are breaking my Botox. I'm literally not supposed to scowl, and I can now.
Yeah, yeah, I know. What's with all this money
you guys have broke a neurotoxin that's injected into my face because I'm that frustrated.
Here's a cheesy segue. Here's something that will make you smile. Go to imomsohard.com and get tickets to our live show.
Oh,
we're
God.
On tour again.
Yes.
We're going to be in Philly, Pittsburgh this month. We got shows next month. So get on there. There's a show by you.
Yeah.
Get your tickets. Support live theater. Support us. Don't
support
be scared
us.
To go to a
yeah,
show.
Yeah, don't be scared. Here's the thing we're going to tell you. We have nothing to do with how the venue operates during this weird time with the pandemic. We just show up and do the show. So don't get mad at us if a place is requiring a vaccination or requiring a proof of test. Like, that is just operational and has nothing to do with us. If it were up to us, we'd require everyone to bring a flask. But that is not how we operate. We can't. We don't have that kind of power.
Save a couple of bucks.
Yeah,
at
just
that bar.
Come to the show. We've done shows, and here's what I'll tell you. You're probably like, oh God, I don't want to have to wear a mask. it's not that big of a deal. It really isn't. We've been playing for shows. I don't think about the faces having masks. I think about hearing laughter and getting to like talk about this crap we're going through, but also then just get to dive into the fun stuff, which is like friendship and womanhood and That's hot right. guys and being silly.
I mean, the honest truth of all these situations really is that we're moms. We've been split long ways through the middle Whoa. To deliver humans. Yep. So it takes a lot to ruin our day. We'll show
up. It really
up.
Does.
We'll show up just to have a good time and do
Get
whatever.
Get the hell out of our house.
That's what we're doing.
So that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Okay, you guys, I found this article. This is kind of a weird setup for us today for the podcast because I was like, Jen, let me tell you about this story I read and let's just go from there because I feel like you will attach to this story very quickly.
Oh, gosh.
And
it, oh, no.
I hope you haven't read it.
I do okay. have a really good hot flash for you later, Great. Too, by the way. But, Great. Okay, so tell me.
Great. Okay. So I want to give credit to GMA. This is where I saw the article. I know it's written by other people. I got it from GMA, but my husband actually showed it to me and also thought of Jen. Oh. And I was like, well, that means it's sealed and delivered. I'm really you know, what am I calling? What am I doing right now? Like raising expectations.
I know. Okay.
I'm overselling. I'm overselling it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not that sexy, but it will be sexy.
Well,
to
I
you.
Get too excited about Here we stuff, go. So it might be fine. Okay.
This is the title of this article. Woman surprised with $10,000 for medical school after spotting hockey coach's cancerous mole.
What?
Let me explain to you what this woman does. Okay. There's a Vancouver Canucks game and a Seattle Kraken game. I am butchering those names because I'm not a hockey person. And Nadia Pavici, she's 22. Okay. She's at the game in Seattle, okay? And she sees this coach. She sees this equipment manager, and they call him Red. His name is Brian Hamilton. He's an assistant equipment manager.
He already sounds hot, Kristen.
I know, right? I mean, of course.
Hockey player.
So she sees something on the back of his neck, and she's like, she's studying in medical school, and yep. she's like, that is something.
Yep.
That looks ugly. It looks dark. It looks like she's ugly in the sense of, I think that might be cancerous. So she follows this coach, and she is screaming at him, and she's got her phone up, and she wrote on her phone, let me make sure that I got this, mole, doctor, cancer, in red, on her phone, in big print, and kept holding it up to him. I've got goosebumps.
I do, too. I honestly do.
She kept holding it through the plexiglass, and she's like, she kept knocking, and he's like, what the hell? Like, no one's ever a fan of the, like, equipment coach.
Well, you haven't met this lady.
She's nonstop. She's, like, on a mission. She knocks through the glass, holds it up. Finally, he's like, look, if she's got this, like, fine, I'll go to the doctor. The doctor says, I'm going to diagnose you with cancer right now.
Just by looking at it.
He says, I'm going to diagnose you with cancer. And I'm also going to tell you that you have an angel in your life because if you didn't get that thing out within 5 years, you would not be here. So as a way to celebrate her, they gave her a $10,000 scholarship for medical school.
That is amazing.
Which I just think, here's what I really hope. I hope they fall in love and get married. But that's not, I'm sure he's married and everything's fine. But I think the fact that this woman went above and beyond to care for someone where she could have been like, it's not my business. Oh, it's not my problem. She was so compelled that she pounded on plexiglass to let him know he was not okay. Is like, get bravo to you. I don't think you do that enough.
I don't. Okay. So that's why this is directly targeted towards me is that I will 100%, like if we're to meet and greet for a show, I will tell somebody, because you don't look. We don't look at the back of our arms. I have so many moles I've had taken off my back, and I know it's because I did the stupid tanning bed. I know that's what, I bet I popped some T's there, huh? Because I'm pissed at myself for doing it, number one.
I never did a tanning bed. I don't have the focus for it.
I go in, and my dermatologist like melon balls this stuff out of my back, and I tell you what, you can't see it. I try to like look in a mirror, like angle the mirrors in my bathroom so I can see my back. But I just got to go in and get like the full body scan. And so I know what I'm looking for.
Yep.
I worked in dermatology, not as a doctor. Let me just say that. I was a pharma rep.
Close as a doctor.
Might as well be a doctor.
The confidence of a medical doctor.
I could probably do a cardio surgery. I think I could easily do
it. I know that you could absolutely see something on somebody's back and identify it as suspicious, because I've been with Jen where we've been a couple drinks in and we've been at a bar and where we were trying not to seem like we were 100, very quickly the conversation turns to, you have an unhealthy mole on your back. I think you need to get that checked. And the girl's like, I'm just wearing a backless shirt to try to find Mr. Wright.
But
she's like, go get checked.
A lot of times they will say something like, I know the doctor's keeping an eye on it. They said it's okay right now. So
that she's burying the lead that she does start in a position of, I'm going to go ahead and diagnose your back for you while you're just sitting here drinking a martini.
I am not in medical school, and but I do get very confident after I've had a couple of drinks, and I will. But I think that we should be okay with that, because I
agree. Look at what she did. She's literally
saved
this woman.
I was going to tell you that I do know somebody who a long time ago was at church, and somebody said, well, that's kind of a funny mole on your arm. Have you always had that?
No. Nope.
Hadn't paid attention. She was like, sorry, I keep turning away from the mic. She was like, no, I haven't. I'm busy. I have kids. I really haven't looked. She had grade 4 melanoma. They did all this experimental treatment and she survived. And it was just because somebody said, this is absolutely none of my business. So none of us should take it personally. If somebody's like, have your teeth always been so crooked? That's like,
yeah, and don't point out that I'm a little fluffier than normal.
Absolutely.
That's not your business.
Now, if, say, one arm is fluffy,
right,
like just on its own,
then I've got a problem.
Yeah, because my husband had a fluffy leg, and that was a blood clot.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But we got to take care of each other. And I think, obviously, it's so hard right now because we're in this weird, we're all walking around in these bubbles. But I will tell you, here's something you're not going to hear me talk about very often. But I have been feeling...
I know it's not bangs. It's not bangs.
No, that I talk about
that a lot.
Okay. I have been trying to, kickstart getting back into shape because I got really hurt. I was doing, a class that's too hard for me, and I got hurt, and so then I got discouraged, and I was like, you know what, I know yoga is going to be good for me. There's this high impact yoga class, which
she
is literally
rodeo class, you guys.
Yeah,
that's
it's
how,
like,
she injured her hip. She got thrown off in 3 seconds.
Right. 100% a ski machine killed me. So I pulled my butt, and it's been forever to heal. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go take a hot yoga class and wear a mask because that seems like just right up my Catholic
super
avenue.
Enjoyable. Yeah,
let me make
Speaking
it as
facial
painful
acne. Yep.
And it's uncomfortable. So I take the class. It's a sculpt class. It's like high intensity yoga with weights where it's not yoga.
You won't start with the sculpt class. You got to chisel away some of the big chunks first.
I know.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me.
It's fair. I should not have been in there. So what do? I get in there. I'm in a class with 6 people. Next to me is a woman. And she is very lean, and she knows what she's doing. She's doing all the moves. She leans over to the teacher, has a little conversation, and then she bolts out the door. And I did notice there was a little bit of, she had a little bit in the front, mm-hmm. very small amount in the front, but she was very fit. So I thought she was pregnant. And I said to the teacher, because she didn't come back. She left to go to the locker room. And I was like, oh man, I'm like worried about her. What if she like passes out in the bathroom? She hurts herself or, you know, hurts baby. Like what? So I'm like, also it's anything to get me out of this fucking class I will do.
Yeah.
So my humanity is very on point at this point. And I say to the teacher, I go, is she pregnant? And the teacher says, yes, she is. And I was like, oh God. So I'm going to go check on her. So I leave and I go into the bathroom. I'm trying to lighten it up, you know, and I say,
oh God, what? Why? Why are you trying to lighten it up on the show?
I don't know, Jen. I don't know. So I said, hey, redhead preg. And then she goes, I'm not pregnant.
What? What?
She wasn't pregnant. She wasn't pregnant. I felt
the
like
the teacher gave you bad information.
Bad information, but you can't backpedal because then you're just talking about it too long.
No, but you could throw that teacher under the bus. I go, the be teacher like, told I didn't me, think you were, but she
yeah,
made
the teacher
it up.
Told me you were pregnant.
No.
But you know what? She was so grateful that I checked on her. I just was like, I'm an asshole. I'm really sorry. People ask me all the time if I was pregnant. One time I was in a spin class and a woman said, you shouldn't be in here. This is too aggressive of a class while you're pregnant. And I was 25 and not even close. I wasn't even premenstrual. I was just not sucking it in.
Oh.
So that is always like literally hurts your feelings. And I've had, oh my God, since having my kids, so many people ask me if I'm pregnant. Now they don't because they think you're too old. So either way, the point is I tried to do the right thing. I still felt like an asshole, but I still stand by it that I was worried she was like hurt. And I think we should all be okay with like, I'm just going to default to making myself look like an asshole in an effort to do the right thing.
Okay, so you put yourself out there whenever you go to help somebody, invite somebody.
You do.
Anytime that you are being nice, it makes you vulnerable. It really does. Like to, because if you invite somebody over, you invite them to a party, they might say no, you know?
Yeah.
If you say to somebody, hey, I care about you and I'm going to let my guard down enough to be like, there's a weird thing on your neck. I don't know what it is or if it's always been there, but you should get it checked because...
Then they're like, you
they
should mind your
like,
own business.
Mind your
like,
own business. Yeah.
No, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, you could get, so you could get hurt emotionally. And I suppose if they're crazy enough physically, I don't know.
Look, I'm a dog with a bone. If I see something that I think is unsafe or I'm like uncomfortable or like, especially with kids, like at playgrounds, like if I see like my kid who's big running around and there's littles, I'm on his ass the whole time. Yeah. I'm like, slow down, there's littles. Finn, you know, like, he's like, God, it's a playground. I can't let up. I'd rather be known for being that than being unsafe. And I also have control issues. So I do think it's up to me to make everything right.
Well, I think it's good, and especially for moms to be that, like, open. And plus, I think we don't really have time to, like, fully think about or delve into like, is this going to embarrass me or make me feel bad if they reject what I'm saying? Because like when we were skiing, there were these two little adorable twins in matching head
to
toe.
That sounds cute.
Yeah. They were like these tie-dyed ski suits. And I won't say where we were or anything because I am going to say something that's not complimentary about the ski school, which is that these two little girls that were three or under,
ooh,
probably – maybe
those parents
they had
just
to want to
go to the chalet.
They were in the bathroom by themselves.
Oh.
And they were, when I walked in, they were kind of playing around. I heard the doors open. You go on this one, I go on this one. Like, not very communicative. They were so young that they couldn't communicate that well.
And they have snowsuits on?
Yes. And I was like, they're going to the
bathroom. Oh, yeah. I'm
in
looking
here
for parents.
So I did. I there was a couple other women that were giving me the like, what is this weird kind of look? So I said to the girls, I was like, hey, girls, is your mommy in here?
Yeah.
And they were like, no. And there was another girl from the ski school that was in there that was older. And so I didn't even know that they were from the ski school at that moment. It was like suggested later. So I said, I was like, what's your mommy's name or what's your name? And they were young enough that they were kind of like,
I don't know,
confused by what I was asking them. And I was like, okay, do you need help? And they were like, one of them said yes. So I said, hold on a second. And I walked out, and thank goodness one of them followed me because I was like, hey, is this yours? I could like hold up this baby.
I mean, at
and
that
be
point,
like,
that's what you
anybody
have to be.
Belong to this?
We're Midwest. I'm going to get like,
yes,
fine.
I want you to do it to my kid.
And
I
then
want
you're going to, you can't get mad at me or weirded out. Like if I'm like,
no,
hey man, there's no way I'm leaving this bathroom with these two littles.
We're leaving them alone or just letting them run out if like there something happened, you know? Like,
yeah,
what if like their older sister who's eight was supposed to be in there watching them and she got distracted?
Count on it. She is not there.
So I walked out and I saw somebody from the ski school and he was like a young like 19-year-old ski instructor. And I was like, are these two of them like this? Do they belong to you? He was like, yeah, what's up? Like, and I know what he did. He's like, I can't bring him into the bathroom. You guys go in there and I'm going to sit outside.
And be on my phone until you're done.
Totally. But it was horrifying to me that they didn't have eyes on them that knew where they were supposed to be. And so there was another woman who was a mom that was like getting her kids into ski stuff. It was like by the locker rooms. And she was like, I can help them. I'm a mom. Like to the
I know everyone trip. Operates with such like
you're so scared because you're so like nervous. I'm not creepy yeah like yeah. But they had to get out of their these big snowsuits to pee and
yeah
I don't know it was like moms looking out for other moms it ended up well and I'm glad I said something I'm glad that I asked the girls
I'm glad you did too you got to take care of each other like you can't I have to give credit to the I've been listening a lot to My Favorite Murder which I go in like. Hot cold on them because I'm like too I'm sad now like I can't just listen to you and not take it in all day but they do and I talk about this a lot too I think you have to trust your gut we have become people who have stopped listening to that little voice and that little voice in your head was like I'm not okay with these two little ones being in this bathroom alone or I don't like the look of that mole or I don't like that she's been gone for a long time. Like we have to follow that without worry that like something like might hurt our feelings. Like I'm just, I would rather be wrong than.
Yes.
Because what if I'm right, you know? And like we have to put ourselves out there to care for each other. And that goes with other things. Like when we went to New York, I was so impressed with people on the New York subway. Every single person wore a mask because New York is, I mean,
there's
you're
so
talking
much.
About yeah. people. And so many people helped each other. Like when an older woman came on, somebody would stand up and move so that she could sit down. When Eleanor got on there and she looked a little scared, this girl sitting next to her like gave her a smile. And like, you know, she's wearing a mask, but she like looked at her. There was kindness in the air. And I was like, all right, New York City, I'm in love with you all over again. Like, we have to care for each other right now because we've all need it more than ever.
It's so true. When we went out to breakfast, my brother-in-law just moved here, so we were all excited to see him. We went out to breakfast early, and Dash brought a pile of crystals and rocks. Like,
God, he's your son.
He's so my son. And the waitress was like, oh, I love crystals. She was like super nice to him to begin with. And then he said to her, which was really silly, and he put himself out there, exactly what we're talking about. He said to her as we were leaving, he goes, I'm really glad that you were the person serving us today. You were really nice. You made me happy. And
she's like,
I did. I felt nervous because he said serving.
I know.
It kind of felt weird. And when we were checking out, she goes, that made my whole day. She's like, I'm going to keep that with me my whole day because who says nice things just randomly to you? So when we got outside, I said to Dash, I go, you know, you were just randomly nice to her. And she said it made her whole day. So that's a good reminder for all of us to just be nice.
Yeah, be nice.
Say a nice thing.
You know, we've had some big losses in terms of like celebrities that have died. And like Betty White obviously like cuts me to the core. And I cried when Robin Williams died, obviously, because it was so tragic. But my heart broke when Betty White died because I think everybody felt the same way. That
She's my grandma.
She's your grandma. She's going to live forever.
Yes.
She's feisty. She's exactly what you want. And when you listen to interviews with her, she talks about how, like they always ask, like, how have you done it? How have you lived life this long and been this happy? And she's like, I don't like negativity. I don't like the way it makes me feel. And I'm like, yeah, because it sucks and it makes your stomach hurt. So maybe there is something to that. Like, also Bob Saget passed away and all the people that are talking about him, they're all effusive. They're like, he was kind. He would send a text just to remind me that he loved me. He would, when Jimmy Kimmel's son was in the hospital, he always texted me to make sure he was okay. Like, people were, because Bob Saget, for me, I did not watch that show when it was on. I watched it in reruns with the kids during quarantine.
Full House. Yeah.
So, and we become friends with Jodi Swinton, who is on the
She's awesome.
Never Thought I'd Say This podcast. It's, anyway, they're delightful. And you see that everybody's takeaway from Bob Saget is like, he was kind. And it made me think about myself. And I was like, am I doing that? Am I being kind? Are people going to say that about me? Because right now I just feel like a monster most of the time because we're living in the upside down and it gives us an excuse to be surly. And I don't want to be surly. I want to be kind.
If I've said this before, I apologize because I will repeat myself a lot.
I will because I'm diagnosed ADHD.
I just like certain stories. But when I was in high school and I didn't have – here's a whole can of worms. We'll open.
Yay.
We'll spend 2023 dealing with my.
Done.
As we were leaving the hotel room when we were skiing, my husband goes, all right, have you decided what you want to forget? And I go, my childhood.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not trying to make it dark. I'm just saying that, like, I wasn't raised to, like, be happy.
I really wasn't.
And, like, I noticed in high school a lot of people, like, when I was walking around the halls, I noticed people like not being happy. And it really made me feel good to make other people smile, which might probably be why I got into comedy like to begin with. But I saw the movie Harvey, which is a Pulitzer Prize winning play. And there's a line in it where Jimmy Stewart's character says, in this life, you must either be oh so smart or oh so pleasant. For years, I was smart. I recommend pleasant.
Ugh.
And I, it's been words to live by my whole life. Like, what do you win if you win? Like, you know, you're smart, whatever. But sometimes you just want to be nice and you want to show somebody like, hey, I'm worried about you.
Yeah.
Everything's socialized. Like, you know why kids can see ghosts?
Oh, God.
No, this is so true. Don't roll your eyes at me, Crystal. She's trying. I can feel her rolling her eyes with
there they went. They can't but, not.
Okay, so hear me out. So let's just say everybody's gifted with a third eye. Their sight, they can sense, they can see. I'm not talking about a wiener. You wish
aren't
it were.
You? Aren't you?
I will later.
Okay.
Actually, that's one of my half flashes. Okay, so kids, I believe, are like, and because Delilah will say to me, honestly, there's a whole like Reddit about these creepy things that kids say about past lives and stuff like that.
Or they see stuff sitting next to them. They're like, he told me that it would be okay if I had it. And you're like,
how do you know my grandpa's name? Yeah. But Delilah will say things like, I remember before I was born. And she says all the time, like, I saw that poster. Like, we'll be in a restaurant. She's like, I saw that picture in a dream. And I am trying not to socialize it out of her because I think the gut feelings that we have.
Yeah.
Look, there's things about us like the gift of fear. If you read that book, you have to read that book, everybody, especially if you were into true crime. People who save themselves from getting murdered listen to their gut.
Always.
They because it's not just your gut. It's like your animal instinct that tells you like, well, I wonder why those eyes are dilating or why do I smell this like aggressive pheromone coming from this person? Like, we're animals and we have this sense about us that we are not consciously aware of.
We're not that smart. We're still animals.
We're still animals.
We're in the wild. It might be Instagram wild, but you've got a sense that is not only just for good, but also for protection. So like this gut that you have, you should like just, I can't not listen to my impulses. I can't do it.
Yeah. Oh, no. You have to. Well, I tell my kids all the time, like, because sometimes they will randomly scream if I just gasp or something like that. I'm like, well, welcome to my anxiety problem, everybody. It's genetic. But I say, you're going to feel stuff, but you got to apply logic to it. Like, that was one of the biggest things I learned in self-help is, like, that feeling. Feel it. You can't like not feel it because I think that's what makes people go crazy, right?
Yeah.
Is like trying to not feel things. But like, feel it and then, you know, apply your logic to it. But I think what people do is they have an impulse to be nice, an impulse to be helpful. And then they're like, how cool, how needy am I going to look? How desperate am I going to look? You know,
also no good deed, because I don't know if you've ever done something and then you're like, oh, God, like I was just trying to do the right thing here. And now I'm up a river. Like I.
Yeah. You learn to not be nice. You're like, that'll learn teach me.
That it takes you out of it. That the gesture became too big of a deal. And like, and then you're like, you're overwhelmed, you know, but do it anyway.
Yeah.
Do it anyway.
Be wrong in the right direction. Yeah. Like, especially now when everybody's so.
Yeah. And I think I sound, I don't want us to, I don't think you do, but I sometimes wonder if I sound preachy, and it's certainly not that. I'm trying to remind myself of like I did grow up with happy, you know, my mom walks down the street like she's listening to music when she's not listening to music. My mom at 71 is a happy go lucky lady. And some of that is because she does not want to let in the world, and that's fair. But some of that
technique
is effort.
Yes.
And some of that is like she has to do these things that put her feet on planet Earth. Like she always asks, like, you know, she'll bring you a present, or she wants Casey's address to send her something for her birthday, or she's, you know, she texts Hannah still. She like, she needs connection the way I need connection. But sometimes you can talk yourself out of it, and it truly is kind of like need based. Like I need you to see me. I need to go have a nice interaction with a valet guy, because we're both human and I need to feel something, you know, like, and if I feel one more level of angst or frustration, I can get that at home.
Remember that Friends episode? And I know you do. The one.
Yeah, now the one where
this will be the. This won't be what it's called, but you'll know which one I'm talking about. The one where she's having her brother's kids. Phoebe is pregnant, and Joey's like, "There's nothing that's selfless. Everything is selfish. Like every nice thing you do is." And that does enter my head. And you know what? If I get my rocks off by being nice to somebody or giving too big of a tip, I think that's okay.
Well, you can get your rocks off by giving too big of a tip. I think that's the way we should
quite
end this.
Literally. Quite.
Point is, be nice to people. And if somebody's been nice to you, send us a message about it. We'll talk about it on the podcast. We're just really trying to put the right foot forward right now when things are a little dark. We've all been like, are you fucking kidding me? Another quarantine? But we're going to get through it.
Let's all be selfish and do something nice for somebody just to make ourselves feel
good.
Better. Right?
You know what? If that's not a Hallmark card, I don't know what is.
If you see a hockey equipment coach who's got a strange looking mole
thing on his,
bigger than the end of an eraser.
Be the hero. Be the fucking hero.
I'll be the hero to many hockey player.
Let's go to a hot flash, Jen. Okay. Who do you got now?
Hot flash. So I have a hot flash, and it's a
Not literal, but maybe.
You know what it is? I'm freezing right now otherwise.
And I'm not. So that fucking tells you where I'm at.
So I have a hot flash, and it is, I hate to admit this. No.
Do it. Say it.
Kristen's got me on TikTok. And she's like, there are a lot of thirst traps on there. And if you don't know what that is, you're probably around my age. That is just hot dudes doing little dances.
Hot dude
just
things.
Just doing hot dude things. I had no idea. And I am not this person. Like, I don't walk around in life going, oh, he's hot. He's hot. Look at that celebrity. He's hot. Sometimes
I do.
Yes. Yes. However, now that I'm on TikTok, Kristen, in the middle of the night when I wasn't sleeping, sent Kristen
the first ever TikTok. Her love language.
Yeah.
First ever to me. At midnight.
And she asked me this morning, like, why'd you send this to me? Which tells me she did not find him attractive. And I don't even know his name, you guys. We think it's Trent, right?
We think it's Trent. Okay. It's not even where... It's just, again, that it's hilarious how you and I are like, we have totally different tastes in guys, but also, like, I was like, this guy?
Yeah.
Keeps it settled.
He's got a little bit of stubble.
And he's a dick.
And he's a little bit of a dick.
And that's hot. That's Yellowstone's entire log line.
No, it's not as hot as for guys who are professional dancers doing some kind of a TikTok dance.
The TikTok dances do it for you? The dancing, the dudes?
There's, I mean, some of them, we started following a group of them.
Oh, yeah.
That they're worth it, you guys.
I'll tell you, on that note, there, I don't know why this was such a turn on to me. I'm just going to say it. There is a random ass TikTok out there, and it's this cowboy, and all he's doing is leaning into the corral area, like pulling cows so that they can run through the chute. I don't know what he's doing, and I don't know why it's so attractive.
Well, you even telling the story does it for me, Chris.
I literally see myself, like, I'm like, what? Come back to the house for supper. Like, it's so dumb how turned on I got by it. I was like, well, I'm just going to keep TikToking to find, is it because he's doing housework? Just chores?
That's what I'm learning about myself, is I'm finding the most mundane things
very attractive. Which, by the way, means it's so easy for us to get turned on. We don't need a whole thing.
No, we don't.
Like,
we don't.
Nothing turns me on less than those guys that are in the car, like, doing all this edits of, like, flexing their muscles and not having shirts on and stuff. I'm like, ew. Ew, ew, ew.
Let me make this disclaimer. Not all of TikTok is super hot. I don't like a super well-manicured man.
Neither
like, somebody
do I.
Who obviously trims his eyebrows, like, too much. Anybody overplucked, I'm a little like...
Well, first of all, the expectation is then I have to... Like, I horrify those people.
For sure.
They're like, you're a beast. I'm like, yeah, but I'm a natural beast that guy who's shoving cattle is going to think is super fucking hot.
Absolutely.
I know where my pool is.
You feel like that guy's got a real low bar. Yeah, that's what you want. You don't want to... A guy that holds himself to a too highly manicured standard is not going to find you hot when you get home
and
from
I'm
the
not
gym.
I'm going to be like, I can't deal with you. Why do you have so many products? Like, no. I have three. If you have more products than me, we're not going to get along. But God love you. There are some women that very much like a manicured, like, well-put-together man. I like Colin is, I find him so attractive when he's like, out doing weird like lawn work or putting up Christmas lights. I'm like, oh yeah. If I didn't want these fucking lights up so bad, I'd probably have sex right now. But I need the lights up because our neighbors are ahead of us.
Yeah, because he's doing stuff for you. That's one of my favorite things about my husband. I do find him super attractive. And one of my favorite things about him is if I've got like the stomach flu, I'll like come out of the bathroom. He's like, well, you ready? Let's get it on. Like,
ew. Why stomach flu? Oh,
he
no.
He does not care, you guys.
They don't care.
He's just a man. He's like, whatever's wrong with you.
My husband and I have this running bit, which I've told you about before, but it's one of my favorite things, where I will text him and I'll be like,
she's blushing.
I'll text him and I'll be like, want to bang? And yeah, I know he's in the house and he's got his phone and I'll go, want to bang? And you'll hear like shoes coming off and pants coming off and belt hit the floor. he'll like throw everything off and then you hear him just like double timing it up the stairs and it makes me laugh so hard. And then we bang ring for like 4 minutes and it's very satisfying.
That's cute, Kristen.
Yeah, shut up, gross.
I love that story.
I think our mom flash. Oh, wait. Should I? Oh, wait. Not a mom flash. That's wrong.
Mom box.
Mom box.
She's
mom.
Flashing all over the place, you guys.
You guys,
I'm
mom
shirt
flashing.
Back on.
I do have this one is really, it's actually perfect. What a fun segue. Okay. You guys, I'm going to read this letter. Not a letter. An email, because I'm not 100.
I'm going to read this telegraph, ladies.
Shut up. I wish I got letters. I want you to write me a letter.
I will.
I love letters. And cards. Jesus Christ, I've turned into my mother.
Letters.
Letters. You know what, Kristen? It takes 5 minutes to pick something up from CVS and send it to me.
Actually, that's not true.
She thinks that.
No.
I should be sending her a card. Anyway.
It's a concerted effort.
2023 is going to be me unpacking my relationship with my mother while you unpack your childhood.
Welcome
It'll be great.
To our second podcast of the
Boy,
week.
Boy, if you guys don't want to stay with us on that one, here is a mom box. going to the mom box. Hi, ladies. I seriously love everything you stand for and bring attention to, but your episode about pole dancing really made me want to throw a fist in the air like Judd Nelson in Breakfast Club.
Really? I thought it was going to go a total other direction. Okay, hold on.
Here we go. I've always felt uncomfortable in my own skin and felt like I wasn't sexy or just wasn't enough. Boy, haven't we all felt that. Well, I decided when I turned 40, I was going to do a boudoir shoot, and I was terrified.
Is that like a like
photo? Yeah, but it's not like porny. It's just like beautiful negligee or not, you know, something sexy, something generally for your spouse, but should be just for you.
Okay.
But I saw myself through the photographer's lens and absolutely beautiful and sexy, and I was so thrilled that I did it. I think every woman should do one. It's so empowering. And then this year, I decided to learn a striptease dance for my husband's birthday.
What?
Again, I was terrified.
Yeah,
but I did pretty well. And I cranked up Cherry Pie by Warrant, and I danced my heart out for my husband.
Yeah.
And I will spare you the X-rated details.
No.
Damn it.
Gosh, email again and tell us.
But needless to say, it was a home run. And now that song is my ring, my husband's ringtone on his phone.
Oh my gosh.
Which, you know, if she calls him in that... he's Pavlov's dog. He's getting a boner in the middle of like Spectrum Mobile.
Can't even eat cherry pie in a public place anymore.
No. They're going to like, sir, you have to go. Your erection
he's at the 4th of July parade and he's getting escorted out by the cops.
Yeah, like, sir, there are children. So thank you for reminding women that we have the power that we don't even realize, that we have it in our bodies, our minds, our humor, our love, and our own individuality. Keep doing what you do. I think you guys are such an important voice for women. Love you, ladies. Laura.
That is the best mom ever.
She's the best.
That is absolutely. And you know what? There's this weird parallel to exactly what we were talking about earlier, which is that, like, you got to put yourself out there a little bit.
Yeah. And the old boy for your husband, you just.
Oh, I don't want to do that. I should do that, though, huh?
If I took off my coat with any kind of finesse.
Too slowly? He's like...
Just slowly, my husband's wiener would be like,
You try to unzip your hoodie in front of your husband, and he's like, zipper.
Yeah, if you stick it, and then you like unzip it, he's like, that's a move. And so that's where the bar is for our husbands.
What are you doing taking those socks off?
Yeah. Why are you wearing an orthopedic wrap on your right wrist? Is
you
that because you...
Ruin the other one?
Yeah. Let me go put the other one on and then we can do this. On that note, I think we're done podcasting, you guys.
I think we're done podcasting. Love you, ladies.
Be kind. Yay.